Kathy, Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can join us there, enjoy the features. We give them to you totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it. We're going to continue with your calls. We had a lady on the line a moment ago, and she had to drop off, but she did still want to hear the answer to her question, and we would have answered it anyway. She's relatively new to hearing this program, and she had some questions about the Federal Reserve and what things should look like in the absence of the Federal Reserve. And I think we all agree that, at least on this program, that the way things should look is however the marketplace decides. So the market should be the place that is setting the rules for money. They should be the ones creating the money. And that can mean anything. That could mean small organizations, large ones, attempting to get their currencies out there and accepted by people. And the best currency, that which is the most secure, that which is the most, the simple, the easiest to use, would be the one that would rule the day.
Yeah, the most practical one. And that's how money came about anyway, is people trading. And whatever the most valuable commodity was became just a medium of exchange, and that's what money is. The English word for that is money.
Exactly. And so her final question before we went away to the news break there was, how would our lives be different if there were no Federal Reserve?
And you said you wanted to go around the table. Now, I guess I am not that – I'm not a pro at the Federal Reserve. What I do know about the Federal Reserve is that we would all be richer. That's how our lives would be different. I can't think of what your answers will be, because that's what I see. The number one reason why we should get rid of the Federal Reserve is because we would all be richer. And just to briefly explain why that is the way the Federal Reserve works. There are these guys just printing off money as they please. It's not backed by anything, and the more they print, the more they artificially inflate the currency, and that makes us poorer. It makes our money worth less over time. It's just gotten worth less and less and less and less, so we are essentially taxed.
Secretly.
Sure. And also the government takes taxes for us to pay off the Federal Reserve for the interest from the money that they loan from them. So we're also paying that as well. How would our lives be different? I think people would go back to barter and understand the value of items more, like they did 100 years ago, 150 years ago. They understood what things were worth because they were bartering all the time. They were bartering constantly.
Another factor on, and this is related to your answer, Julia, about how we would be richer, is that we'd probably see prices drop. Because when the Federal Reserve isn't in there meddling with the money supply by inflating it, as you pointed out, which makes prices go up, because as the value of the dollar declines, the prices of the products in the marketplace tend to climb in comparison to
the decline.
Because
it still takes the same amount of work to produce the product.
Right, the product still has the same value. It's the dollar's value that's changing, and so therefore, if the product is enumerated in dollars, it has to have a change in price. So basically the idea would be the marketplace is really good. The free market, which you don't have, we have a market that's heavily regulated. But the marketplace, even in a regulated marketplace, the more free the marketplace is, the more able it is to change, to be innovated, to radically be revolutionized, to evolve to new plateaus. And so what you tend to see happen is prices come down over time. Look at consumer electronics as a great example. So, for instance, a brand new TV comes out, plasma television set. Remember a decade ago, plasma sets had just hit the scene, or LCDs had just hit the scene, and you would easily have spent $40,000 for a TV set of those technologies back in the day.
Right.
Now you can go and pick up an LCD set for under a grand. And
you can get a, I would say, a 40-inch LCD for about $400 or $500.
Yeah, exactly. And they're so plentiful now, and the technology is so much better now as well. So you're getting, you know, you're probably on generation 9 of the LCDs, and, you know, your 9th generation LCD set is a lot better, has a lot better features, and it's more, you know, fancy for $1,000 than the generation 1 did for $40,000. So that's an example of how products get cheaper today, even with all the regulations and taxes and tariffs and the inflation of the Federal Reserve. But in the absence of that inflation, which is a huge factor, I think, in, you know, what we pay for things, you probably see other products dropping in price, especially things like food or gasoline, things like that, where over time, refining measures would change, harvesting measures would change, efficiencies would be increased, and so therefore those changes in efficiencies would be reflected in the final price. And we don't get to see a lot of that because, well, again, the Federal Reserve is inflating the money supply. 1-855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Let's go to you and your thoughts. We go to Cole, listening in Mississippi. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Cole.
I am 17, and I go to public school.
So sorry to hear that.
That means I self-educate, but anyway. I have talked to many liberal friends I have at school, and they bring up that they think that the world history would have been a better place if religion had never happened, that it never occurred. And I generally think that if they go in the wrong direction, what they really should wonder is how much better the world would be if government had never been invented. And I was wondering what your take on that would be.
I see the position from both perspectives, and I think that ultimately we're talking about the same thing, because essentially the belief in government is, it's a religious belief, and they have religious ceremonies. You know, when you come into a courtroom, there's a man that wears a robe, and he sits in an area that's higher up than everyone else, and he has special lights being shown on him.
Then we have to stand when he has.
Well, we don't stand. Courtroom
that's the expectation, though.
Yeah. But that's part of the religious...
The ceremony. It's part of the ritual.
I would also... And, Chris, you're much better with history than I am, so maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry, Chris. And so what I was going to say is religion, yes, has been a very destructive force, but wouldn't it be true that religion and government together is what's really been the problem? Like, when a government has a religious, you know what I mean, they choose a religion that's this is the appropriate religion, and that's when people were executed and all.
Yeah,
this.
Generally that's where I see most of the problems arising. I'm watching a documentary on the West right now, and a lot of the problems seem to stem from missionaries coming out and saying to the Indians, you have to give up all your belief systems entirely, or you're going to hell. And, you know, the Indians don't really like hearing that, so they kill the missionaries. You know, it does create problems. And the same with forcing religion, like even in the early history of this country, you know, pre-revolution, Massachusetts forced people to be Protestant. So what happened was people who didn't like that went off to form Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, and they were Quakers and rogues, you know, and scoundrels and all the outcasts, you know, the people that didn't fit in. Because you can't force people into something like that. I mean, that's a big decision to force beliefs on people like that.
Yeah. It also takes all the virtue away from changing your own beliefs for your own reasons. So, like, I get where they're coming from, your liberal friends. Like, I was an atheist for a long time, so I totally understand that that perspective. And I still agree that organized religion has been a very negative effect on mankind over time. But ultimately, we're playing a game of speculation here, right? I mean, the speculation is that, well, if we never had religion, the world would be a better place. And I don't know if that's true, because it's likely that religion was simply a manifestation of man's desire to control other men. It's just one of the ways that that has come out. Government is the same. It's a manifestation of man's desire to control his fellow man. They come up with these systems and these beliefs and these ideas that they transmit to other human beings, get them to believe the same thing, so they will follow their orders. So they will be, God says you must give us all of your children and all of your land. Well, or it's, you know, the Supreme Court has said you must give us all of your children and all of your land. It's the same thing, and it's always been men who want to control other men. And I think that even if no one ever came up with the idea of organized religion, I think you still would have had wars and destruction and people trying to control people. Thanks for the call tonight, Cole. I appreciate hearing from you, and keep us in the loop with what goes on there inside the government indoctrination camps at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and we're going to continue to have war and controlling religions until people can understand to allow others to be free. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
There's nothing wrong with having a leadership position. That's the starting place for most leaders. However, there is everything wrong with having a positional mindset, which means relying on your title, position, and rights to lead. Good leaders don't use their position to push people. In fact, they don't use their position at all. If you continue to rely on your position to move people, you may never develop influence with them, and your success will always be limited. If you want to become a better leader, let go of control and start fostering cooperation. Good leaders stop bossing around people and start encouraging them. They invite them to become part of something bigger, and they accomplish it together. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by SACL CAI, by the way. That's 1-855-450-3733. 3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and some of those features include our listening options. You can get tuned in via broadband or dial-up streams, and our, of course, radio stations across the country, over 100 great stations. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels up there that we're on. And the Free Talk Live webcam, the free-to-air satellite channel, the Listen Lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get all the details. And we were talking about the Federal Reserve and what the world might look like without the Federal Reserve. And now that we have the Internet, that picture of that world has changed. I mean, 20 years ago, no one ever would have imagined something like the Bitcoin, which is a decentralized currency. So when it came to Liberty Dollars, we talked about before having their central offices raided, having their vault raided. That can't happen with the Bitcoin. First of all, there's nothing for them to take that's physical.
It's all information.
Right. Bitcoins are digital, so it's zeros and ones. And there's no one location to which they can go and conduct a police raid because Bitcoin doesn't exist as a corporate entity. There's no business. There's no head office. So if the federal government wanted to take out Bitcoin, I think they would be completely flummoxed because they would have to somehow take down what is essentially a peer-to-peer file sharing network. Because Bitcoin clients connect to other Bitcoin clients. It's a piece of software that people can run on their computers, and that's how the information about who has what is distributed, is through a completely decentralized network. And that means that you can pretty much be completely anonymous with your use of the Bitcoin as well. Another factor that makes it a really, really evolutionary currency. And you can learn more about it over at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com. And we will continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Brad, listening in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brad.
Oh, hello. I'm Brad. Sorry.
Yes, you are, Brad. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I am calling to let everybody know about there's a caravan of mothers who will, on November 1st, defy the FDA regulation of the transport of raw milk across state lines.
Oh, really?
They're going to ride from, you can read all the details about it at rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
Yep.
All right.
And there are going to be several well-known farmers and experts on this topic, among them Joel Saladin from the Polyface Farms.
Oh, I think that gentleman is, if I'm not mistaken, I think, if I'm recalling correctly, Joel Saladin is one of the featured speakers at the Liberty Forum this year in New Hampshire.
I'm very glad to hear it.
I hope I'm remembering that correctly. I could be wrong, but anyway, go ahead with this. So there are moms that are going to essentially smuggle raw milk across state lines?
Oh, I don't think smuggle is the right word, actually. They're being rather public about it.
Good point. I guess you do have to be covert in order to smuggle something.
The other person is a well-known raw milk farmer from California, Mark McAfee. He'll be speaking there. Another one is David Gumpert. He's a journalist. You can find his writings online. He's followed the persecution of raw milk farmers and customers for some time now. Another gentleman is Max Kane, who has done a lot of videos of the kind of the persecution of raw milk farmers in Wisconsin.
So when is this going down?
This is going to be November 1st.
The caravan will cross from Pennsylvania to Maryland on Route 1 on November 1st. You can join the caravan. There's a contact email address there, or there's going to be some sort of a rally, I guess, as well. They've got the location for that there. It's in Maryland on November 1st in the afternoon, so folks can go and stand in support of those who wish to have those radicals, who wish to have the freedom to milk a cow and sell the product to a willing buyer.
There you go.
That's essentially what is illegal in many places in this country. And so they're challenging the federal government by going over state lines in this case.
Yeah, they're going to cross state lines, and then they're going to drink raw milk in front of the FDA.
Oh, so they're actually finishing at the FDA headquarters.
That's what I understand. Yep.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome. That's incredible. And I hope that, are you going to be there, Brad?
I am not able to be there. My wife and kids will be there, and some other mothers and children from we know here.
Well, if you could pass the word on, I'd appreciate it, having one of them who's actually on the ground on this particular day to give us a call that evening and let us know how it went.
With pleasure. I will.
That'd be great.
My wife, no.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the heads up. Folks can go to rawmilkfreedomriders.com to get involved in that. That's pretty exciting.
Now, is this a response to the judge that, I don't know if you have read this on the air or heard about this, but there was a judge recently who basically said that you don't have the right to choose your own food?
I heard about it. I don't think we covered that on the air.
Okay, well, basically, he is quoted as saying, you do not have the right to choose your own food. You don't have the right to milk a cow and drink it. You don't have the right to lay eggs, have your chicken lay eggs and eat it. Like,
jeez.
I mean, he just goes through a number of them. But I pulled up the story just because I'd read this about a week ago, and I remember just being absolutely shocked, and I noticed that the judge was from Wisconsin.
So you have no right to basically take care of yourself.
That is correct.
What he's saying.
Wow.
You only have the privilege.
Stuff. I mean, right there, it shows that the government doesn't seem to appreciate you and doesn't seem to think that you own yourself.
No. I mean, does anybody really believe that?
They don't think that you're smart enough to make decisions for yourself.
Right. You need us. You need us to decide what you can and can't put in your body.
Exactly.
No, plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to produce and consume the foods of their own choice. No, plaintiffs do not have the fundamental right to consume the milk from their own cow. Those are quotes from the judge.
It's crazy stuff.
Wow. Well, yes. In that case, I'm going to write to this judge and ask him every time I pour a bowl of cereal, is it okay for me?
Give him a call at his house.
Yeah. Hey, well, what's going up, Judge?
Well, as long as you've purchased it through officially sanctioned channels, of course, it's fine. I mean, you've gotten it from a government-licensed, regulated grocery store through the government-licensed and regulated highways and the trucking system. So, therefore, it's all right. As long as you go through the normal channels, Luther, everything's going to be fine.
Well, how am I going to know? I mean, I don't have this right to choose for myself, so that means somebody else has to choose for me, right?
Well, you should know because you don't go to farms and buy things directly from people. You have to go through the official channel.
What about a garden? What about having
not
a garden?
Allowed. You can have a tiny little garden in your backyard. If it's up to code, then that's okay. But if it's too large, then you become a commercial farmer, and then you'll be subject to all manner of regulations. And don't you dare put any of your gardening things in the front yard. That's usually against city
really?
Ordinances.
I have a ragtag garden that I grew this year, and I got some veggies. I have broccoli actually coming up.
Don't tell the city. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855.
You're serious about that?
I don't think it applies around here in Keene, but I don't know. I don't read the regulations, right? But there are places where people have gotten in trouble, like the lady that planted like xeriscaping out in front of her house, took out all the grass and put in potted plants, basically. And she was threatened over that.
Unbelievable.
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hemp USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian here.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. And you can learn more about the Free State Project, by the way, by going to freestateproject.org. I mentioned the Liberty Forum a few moments ago, and I did confirm my suspicions that, yes, I had recognized the name correctly. Joel Salatin, I believe, is how it's pronounced. Joel Salatin is going to be one of the keynote speakers at the 2012 Liberty Forum. And he's a big-time, you know, do-it-yourself kind of farmer guy, get back to the earth, etc. So I think self-sufficiency is going to be one of the things he'll be talking about. And I know a lot of people are definitely interested in hearing about that. And there are always a variety of different discussions, everything from ending the war on drugs to things like monetary freedom, as we've been discussing tonight. Mm-hmm. These things are normally talked about at the Liberty Forum. The outline hasn't been, the schedule itinerary has not yet been released. That will be coming at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. But you guys have both been in the past, and it's well worth attending, yes?
Yes. Yes, and actually I just sent an email to the organizers asking if I could volunteer, if they still needed volunteer help. And I think that's a great way to go. Yeah, they usually do. That's a great way to go if you don't maybe have enough money to spend to be able to go anyway for free. And you'll just have to work, but you'll still be there.
Do you get a comp admission for working?
You know, I don't know. I'll have to ask. I have a friend who did it last year, or not last year, but the last time, and he could probably tell me.
Yeah, because it skipped a year, unfortunately, due to organizer issues. But it's coming back in 2012, and it's going to be happening the 23rd of February through the 26th. It's a Thursday through a Sunday. So come on up here, experience New Hampshire, be together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And like you pointed out, Luther, if you want to meet people, volunteering is a good way to do it, because then you're literally thrown into the mix. And you've
got to meet everybody that way.
You've got to meet people if you are a volunteer. here for this. But either way, it's a friendly group of folks, and if you want to meet somebody, you can just go up and introduce yourself and ask somebody a question about who they are and why they're here, and you know, go off into a conversation. It's a great event for networking.
Or try to become a vendor if you have some kind of product or idea that you're trying to sell, or even talk to the Alt Expo, which will be going on.
The Alternatives Expo, which was created by other Liberty activists who decided that the Liberty Forum, as good as it was, wasn't good enough, and they wanted to do their own concurrently running event in the same hotel, and so that's what they're doing. So we'll keep you in the loop as to what develops with the Liberty Forum here as more is announced, but right now you can go and get signed up for this coming Liberty Forum by using our discount code, which is FTL2012. You'll save an extra 10% off of the early bird prices, which it's right now under $200, like $199, to go to a full weekend-long convention, and that includes the banquets. If you want to cut the banquets out and like go out to eat,
yeah,
different places.
You're right in Nashville. You're near downtown. There's plenty of places you can go.
Yeah, so if you want to cut the banquets out, you can save some more money, too. There are two different packages.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's closer to $100. I think it's like $109 or $119 or something like that. And then there's another one for $199. And so it's up to you. You can do it however you want. And go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered as we go to, once again, our discount code, FTL2012, to save an extra 10%. Let's talk to Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Luther, and Julia.
Good evening, Ian, Luther, and Julia.
Another Liberty Forum longtime attendee. Hey, Matt, any thoughts on the Liberty Forums that you've been to in the past?
Well, I've only been to one of the Liberty Forums. I've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festivals. But I loved it. Actually, the Liberty Forum was the first event that I went to for the Free State Project. And, I had a good time.
Yeah, it's always a blast. So what are you calling about tonight?
I enjoyed sitting in the bar and talking with people after all the speeches had been made and the dinners had been eaten. And I do remember, Luther, weren't you in the drum circle?
No.
A couple years ago?
Okay, no, you're thinking of Cooper and Miller.
Sometimes it's hard to remember details from the Liberty Forum, depending on how late at night it was. But, yeah, it is a lot of fun talking
with
people.
It was 3 years ago already, so yeah. I have problems remembering yesterday.
That was actually my first Liberty Forum as well, and that's how I met Cooper and Luther. And I believe his Doobie was the other guy who was...
Of course, no one knows who any of those folks are, unless they actually come to the Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So what were you calling about tonight?
I wanted to speculate a little bit on what the world would be like without the Federal Reserve if it had never been invented. And I believe this is looking back into the past and seeing how things used to be before they had the Federal Reserve. I think we would all own a lot more stuff, just own it outright. Whereas as things stand today, most people don't own anything. They don't really own their houses. Their houses are mortgaged. They don't own their cars. They have to have payment plans on their cars. They many of the stuff that they, like the big screen TVs and the stuff they had to buy on credit, and a lot of people are still paying off that credit. And if you didn't have a Federal Reserve, I think not only would things be cheaper because people would still want to get your money, but it'd be a lot harder to get credit, and they'd have to lower their prices to make it more equitable with how hard people are working, and to make it match up more with how much your labor is. So I think it's more of a fairer system, to be honest.
That's an interesting point, because today the Federal Reserve System and the banking system that is essentially a part of it is basically it's fractional reserve, as it's called, meaning that the banks can loan out, as I understand it, 9 times as much as the deposits they have on file. And, Julia, you did work at a bank for a time. Did you learn anything about that as a bank employee, or they keep you completely
absolutely
in the dark?
Absolutely not, yeah. No. I learned about the Bank Secrecy Act, which is the federal requirements for how much money when you have to report a deposit over $10,000.
The cash transaction
right,
report.
Right, that's, I mean, they just didn't touch on that at all.
So if you've got cash as a bank, you can loan out 9 times as much, which means the banks are encouraged to make loans that maybe they shouldn't be making to people. And, of course, every time they make that loan, they're actually inflating the money supply because it's money that's coming out of nothing. It's just a rule that they're allowed to do this by the Federal Reserve. And so it's likely a lot of those loans wouldn't be made, don't you think?
Right. And yeah, I do. I agree with that. And if you default on loans, or if you go bankrupt, or, you know, you have your house is taken from you through a foreclosure and you're homeless, they get all your stuff too. I mean, what are you going to do with it all? You're homeless now. You can, whatever you can put in that shopping cart and all the clothes that you're going to be wearing, that's what you're going to have. And they end up with, or somebody else ends up with all that stuff. And back, you know, in the days before the Federal Reserve, I've heard that 80% of the people owned their homes outright.
Wow.
Which means that,
what is it now,
I don't know
3?
If they had property taxes back then or not. I imagine that they did. But that means that only if you're so poor that you can't get the money up for your property taxes, would they be able to kick you out of the house. You couldn't be foreclosed upon. So even if you lose your job, you're pretty much guaranteed that you're going to be able to have a roof over your head as long as that house has been paid for.
Right.
And nowadays, I think that's there's an awful lot of stress on people that to try to make that mortgage payment every month.
Right. I mean, and if the house is losing value, then you're underwater, and there's no way you're ever really going to be able to dig out. You're just behind the ball constantly. So what is the percentage of homeowners that actually own their homes outright today? I mean, if it was 80% back then, what is it now? 10, 5, 3%?
I've heard 5.
Incredible.
That's what I've heard. Unfortunately, I can't give you the source on that. Maybe somebody else can. But
I'd be curious to find that out. But you know, it's not that very, it's not very good. And thank you, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
For someone who's up and coming and, you know, just starting to make his way in the world, the idea of buying a house seems just completely beyond my grasp, my financial grasp at this point. I mean, or anytime soon in the future.
I think it's good that you are able to recognize that, because I think, to go along with what he was saying, we're sort of taught that, you know, that's the next step. You buy a house. So I think you have a lot of young people buying houses that maybe they really aren't ready for and really they shouldn't be purchasing.
Probably true.
Because banks are willing to loan them the money, maybe not so much anymore, but they were. And you get people who have too many bills.
And what we're going to see, hopefully, is a further fall in the housing prices. So then maybe it will become more viable for people to actually afford these things, because they likely aren't done coming down yet. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you can support Free Talk Live in a variety of different ways. And one of those ways is by shopping with us. You can enter Amazon through our shopping links over at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find different links to different countries' Amazons. You click in the correct Amazon for your country and get your shopping done. Get whatever it is you're looking to buy, whatever you need, whatever you want. They've got used items, brand new, of course, and free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items if you order over $25 worth in most cases. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you'll get the stuff you want at Amazon, and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. Shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, as we go to Curtis, listening in Virginia. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Julia.
Hello, how are you?
Curtis, great. What's on your mind?
Outstanding. I'm a new listener and a first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Well, I had two things, but I'll just cover the one I talked to your guy on the phone about. It was about Gaddafi. My question about the situation with Libya is, what exactly did he do? What was the purpose of the invasion?
Well, the purpose of military invasions tends to be to aggregate taxpayer dollars to politically connected companies, the military-industrial complex. That's generally, in my opinion, the typical reason behind any kind of military expansionism.
Or to secure the resources that country has.
For their corporate buddies and various different corporations. So I would say those are probably the true answers. Frequently they can put some sort of, you know, little story out there for people to follow, like, you know, we're after Saddam Hussein, we're after this bad guy in Libya, Gaddafi, and we're after, you know, these other bad guys over here. So there's always some excuse for it. There's always some enemy, but really the reason is to, you know, basically to reward the friends of the politicians. That's essentially what
it
is.
Well, I asked that sort of sarcastically because, from what I understand, Libya was the second richest African country. Okay. I don't know if that's accurate or not. They had free health care. They had free education all the way up to a graduate degree. They had they awarded married couples from the state. The state gave married couples $10,000 when they got married. They paid you additional funds for every additional child. I mean, it sounded like it was almost a utopia. It was the pride of Africa.
Well, those... Okay. Whenever you hear somebody's got free health care, you probably should ask questions about that. Because typically, nothing's free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And all of those things cost money. And why it's okay to give people money for getting married, that money doesn't grow on trees. It is being taken from people. And so, therefore, it's being taken from people who maybe haven't gotten married, for instance. Like all of us in this room. I mean, I don't think you guys would appreciate being taxed to reward somebody with, some wedding gifts.
Yeah. I'm actually against marriage. I think it's a ridiculous ceremony, and I don't want to give you $10,000 or however much it was just because you made a bad decision, in my opinion.
Right, and I don't want health care to be free because I want a choice. I want to have the marketplace deciding what health care options are available. I think it should be cheap, and I think it would be if we actually had a free market in health care. But when it's so-called free, it just means that the government's paying for it, which means they're taking money from people, and that means everyone's forced to pay for what is usually pretty crap service.
I mean, so. That's all good and well, but England gives free health care. France gives free health care. I mean,
yeah, and the doctors in England.
Have you seen their teeth in England?
Well, no.
I'm not saying.
They actually have really clean teeth. They just don't straighten them. But the thing with England, the doctors in England go on strike because they're not able to pay their bills, and there's so much interference, and the cost has actually gone up.
Right. I'm not even an advocate for free health care. What I'm saying is, it was a sovereign nation. It was a nation wealthy enough to take care of its people. Who the hell's going to take care of it now?
I think you're making a good point there. I mean, I don't believe in sovereignty when it comes to anything besides individuals, but I understand what you're saying. And certainly, as was mentioned earlier, I don't think that the federal government needs to be meddling in other countries' business around the world. If there are individuals who don't like this Gaddafi character and they want to go and do something about him, then they should be free to make those choices. I don't support warmongering in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. All right. Well, I still am yet to hear exactly why we didn't like them so much.
Why we didn't like them? Who's we?
Meaning our country.
When you say our country, you mean the federal government?
Yeah.
You don't really consider yourself part of the federal government, do you?
No, not really.
All right, so this is one of those things. It's a little pet peeve of mine when people say we, and we all do it to some extent because we've been raised in the society in which is inculcated with us.
It's sort of a cop-out, too. It's sort of a cop-out because we elect these people
to
represent us.
Nope, not me.
Well,
no. Number one, you're wrong on two counts. One, I did not elect these people, and two, I'm under no illusions that these people could possibly represent me.
Right.
I mean, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight, Curtis. At 855-450-FREE. You can tell he's definitely a new listener, and stick with us.
Yes, he doesn't know how crazy we are yet. We.
Stick with us. One thing you can count on is relative consistency out of this particular radio studio. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. So, yeah, we didn't vote for the government. And even if you did vote for them, it doesn't make you responsible for what they do.
No.
Many people vote because they're afraid of the government, and they want to put the least danger, what they perceive of as the least dangerous person in there. Unfortunately, the difference between the choices is usually minute.
Well, how do you feel about the saying, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain?
That's a cop-out. I think that saying's a cop-out.
Yeah, I do as well.
If you're being oppressed, I think you absolutely have the right to complain about that oppression, whether or not you've checked a box on a ballot somewhere. Ray is listening in Washington State. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, the number you're looking for is 31% of Americans own their home outright.
Wow, it's higher than I expected.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You're not giving some of us enough credit there, Ian, where, like me, I own four homes, so,
Well.
I own them outright. So the thing is, there's a lot of us Americans who are pretty smart when it comes to money and just the way it is.
Okay, all right, so here's a modification to the question then. How many of those 30-some percent actually bought off their own home versus inherited it from grandma?
Well, you know what? There's really no percentage that I've ever seen that said that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now that I came from a family very dirt poor, and I have seven brothers and sisters who probably still haven't got their own paid off when I own four. So it's just how you learn to handle money.
Oh, absolutely.
By age 30, I had already owned my home outright, and it was a home on 50 acres of ground. So, you know.
So if that's...
It's one of those things. Hey, the other day we were talking about interest in collecting, and you thought...
Hold that thought. Luther has a question for
you.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to ask you real quick. So if you think that's the main contributing factor on whether people own their home or not is just their own personal responsibility, why did the number drop so drastically from 80 to 31?
Well, because you know what? Over time, if you look at how we as a country have gotten, we've gotten pretty soft. You know, we're really not the kind of people that a long time ago were, you know. Like when you go back to the Great Depression, you know, they were so worried about giving people any money at all that they didn't even want to give them lousy seeds. You know, there really was no handouts and stuff. So as handouts came along, I think you guys are right about some of that. People got pretty soft and they took it. And, you know, they really just climbed up on the big pit of government. And so I do think there is luck, but, you know, when I was a kid, we always rented, and boy, I'll tell you what, it just kind of sunk into me. I didn't really want to go up and raise children that rented homes and have to move around all the time.
Do you think that the quality of financial education over the last 50 years has suffered? I mean, I haven't lived that long, so I don't know.
Geez, I'm going to tell you something. I've only been to the eighth grade, but I'll tell you, if you're going to talk about the people who educate people in money's terms in schools, we're losing because they are losers. Here's first off the fact. It's like I said to my son one time. He said, well, you know, I don't want to go to school. I said, well, listen, the guy who goes to school, the boss guy there, me and him have one thing in common. He makes about the same as I pay in federal income tax. You see, in order to be the only guy who could teach you how to make money had to make money.
Yeah, the teachers, what is it they say about teachers? Those who can do.
Those who can't teach.
They were millionaires, they wouldn't be interested in being teachers, would they?
Yeah, right. I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Yeah, so how are they going to teach it? They don't know how to do it themselves, or they wouldn't be there.
I'd say that's another factor, is that, you know, the government has progressively gotten more. And I know that you had another point, Ray, so you're welcome to stick with us here into hour number three. But I think another factor in this, all of this, is that the government has gotten progressively more involved in education. Education has gone away from the homes. And so generation after generation has been essentially dumbed down and not given the financial wherewithal that they need to know. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, R3 next.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.